While students are off on Easter break this week, it's a good time to get their applications ready as May 1st approaches.
We have a really good process in place to ensure that every student that's eligible for the college scholarship is applying for it.
David Rust is executive director of Say Yes Buffalo. The program has been working closely with Buffalo school counselors to make sure students get their applications in on time. Say Yes scholarships cover tuition costs for students to attend college at participating schools. In an effort to get students to apply, Say Yes Buffalo is offering some prizes.
The counselors track the percentage progress every day, and for schools that reach 100%, we throw the senior class a party, and at that party we also raffle off prizes, things like prom tickets or the Beats by Dre headphones, the things that kids enjoy.
Say Yes is working to make sure it avoids pitfalls and mistakes made by the program in Syracuse. Russ tells WBFO News they are engaging all their community stakeholders and implemented a strong data platform to track its progress. The next report is due out in June.
We have our individual student level management system that allows us to find where kids are off track and how we can get them back on target. So the data is ultimately going to tell the story here. That's something that we found we could improve on from Syracuse.
How do you keep the politics out of it?
We are apolitical, and I think that's something that people say we've done well. And I don't care if Republican, Democrat, city government, county government, Board of Education, everybody has been incredible about rallying behind that cause.
Say Yes is working to provide scholarships for full tuition to those families who earn less than $75,000. But in the midst of trying to help students, Rust says they did receive complaints about a company named College Admissions Assistance. This organization claims to be connected to Say Yes, but Rust warns the community not to give funding to that program. He says it's not affiliated with Say Yes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.